Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Very much. Now let's see. Mr. I'm going to ask you a few questions, and I just want you to, you know, fill in the word.
I see.
Now, if a man and woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get
married.
Okay. Now, our first president was George.
I had it right on my tongue.
Well, would you just say Washington?
Washington.
Okay. Now, after the man caught a cold, if you caught a cold, you became very... He can hardly talk.
I call it hoarse.
Right. Very good. Now, if you want to send a message to someone, you... him a letter.
I write him a letter.
Right. Very good. Now, on a Sunday afternoon, a person might get into your taxi and go for
a ride.
Mm-hmm. Now, a cowboy rides on a
horse.
Mm-hmm. Now, the parts of a tree that are underground are its
I got a sprout.
Uh-huh. Well, the part of a tree you can't see underneath the ground, what would you call that?
Beneath the ground?
Uh-huh.
I would call it a root of a tree.
Right. Yes, sir. That's exactly what I'm looking for, that kind of word.
Yes, sir.
Now, in the kitchen or, you know, at your stove in there, you strike a match to start a...
fire.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the soft, thick, black stuff that collects in a chimney? You call that?
A mortar. I call it, call it cement.
Uh-huh. But now, if you were starting, if you had, you know, built a fire, and after the fire went out up in the chimney, you had this soft, thick, black stuff, what would you call that?
It started with ashes.
Well, ashes, would you ever call it soot or sut or smut?
It was smut.
You'd call it smut.
That's right.
Okay. Milk comes from a
cow.
Uh-huh. Do you have any cows?
No.
You don't. Well, now, what about unpackaged material? This is material that is bought in, well, for example, we buy peanut butter in a jar. But years ago, when the grocer dipped it out of a barrel, we bought peanut in... what would they call it?
Bought peanuts in the barrel.
Uh-huh, in the barrel. Would you say bulk?
I believe I would say bulk.
Okay. Now, your parents are your what and your what? What do you call your parents?
Mother and father.
Uh-huh. Now, robins, blue jays, and sparrows are all...
they all birds.
Mm-hmm. Now, what color is this paper?
White.
Okay. Now, if you had a 5-year-old granddaughter, you might say she is a sweet little...
girl.
Okay. A wagon has 4...
wheels.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you had a 5-year-old grandson, you might say that he is a smart little...
boy.
Okay. Before you go fishing, you dig some what for bait?
I dig some worms.
Uh-huh. I bet you've done a lot of that, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am. I fished a whole lot in the summertime.
Uh-huh. You can almost go fishing today. It's so pretty.
It certainly is.
Uh-huh. The opposite of rich is, if somebody's not real rich, they're...
they're kind of wealthy?
Well, if they don't have any money, they're
what? I say they're poor people.
Uh-huh. She kept her, your wife, for example. Let's say she keeps her coins and a small change.
And a,
you know,
a small purse.
Uh-huh. Now, if you had a little boy named William, you might nickname him what? What would you call him?
Well, I could say John.
John.
That's right.
Would you ever call him Billy?
Yeah, I could call him Billy sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Short name.